is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
It's a Moneyline Monday presented by the DraftKings Sportsbook app on the Huge Show across Michigan. And we all know after that incredible weekend, only four teams remain in the NFL playoffs. And that means only four teams left for you to bet on your favorite team on the DraftKings Sportsbook app, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. And they're counting down to Super Bowl 56. And new customers can get 56-1 odds on any team. So just sign up using the promo code HUGE. After you download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and bet just $5 and get $280 in free bets if your team wins. Download that DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use that promo code HUGE when you sign up. It is a Moneyline Monday presented by the DraftKings Sportsbook app on the Huge Radio Network.
Are you ready for huge opinions on the Lions, Tigers, Wings, Pistons, Michigan, MSU, and every sports team in the state of Michigan? It's time for The Huge Show. From the east side to the west side to the UP, The Huge Show is on air statewide on the Michigan Sports Network. Voice your huge opinions now at 1-866-838-HUGE. That's 1-866-838-4843.
You ready?
Now, let's go to the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Studio with the huge one, Bill Simon.
What's up, Michigan? It is the beginning of a stellar Monday broadcast after a huge weekend in sports. Connected to our state and nationally. It began on Friday night with Michigan State, their best basketball road game in a while. They dismantled Wisconsin, who was playing as good as anybody in the country, just owned them start to finish. Bravo for the Spartans. We'll talk about that in a moment. They're back at number 10 in the latest AP Top 25. Michigan basketball a week ago was left for, hey, let's play the young guys. I don't think they're going to the NCAA tournament. They may finish near the bottom of the Big Ten. And my, what a difference a week makes. I'm looking at the latest bracketologies, and they have an NCAA tournament spot. They gave Indiana their first home loss of the season, and it wasn't just a buzzer beater loss. They own them start to finish. Dickinson, the last two games, it's no coincidence, in Houston, who was named the Big Ten Freshman of the Week, where Max Christie has owned that award for Michigan State. You look at Johns and Williams, the way they played in the first half. You look at Houston hitting outside shots and confident shooting the rock and Dickinson back. That's the same team that won by about 50 at Nebraska. And it can't happen every 3 months. Now, that might be a little bit stretch on the time, every couple of months. They need Williams and Johns off the bench. Or if they're starting, they need Houston. And it's simple basketball 101. When you're hitting your outside shots, it opens up the middle more for Dickinson and the Wolverines. Now we're slated. I think I've seen a 9 and 10 seed on some of the bracketologies. They've played the last two games like the team, at least three of the halves. The second half against Maryland was horrible defensively, but they played, for the most part, the last two games like the team we expected to see before the season began, like a top five team that would go to Indiana who hadn't lost a home game and own them. So you get Izzo and the Spartans, who had a long week of practice after that loss to Northwestern. And if there isn't a better coach than Izzo at getting your team ready to play a game and his staff, and then Howard, and a week ago said, don't count out this team. I have their back. And the formula is there. You know, they've got to have somebody hit outside shots, or they're one of the worst teams in the Big Ten. They are. And if they do have people hitting the outside shots, there's not a center that can control Dickinson and stop him from getting to the bucket. And that includes Colburn at Illinois. Now, will he play tomorrow night against Michigan State? Because you saw him without, or you saw Illinois without Colburn, and they get beat at Maryland. So we had Friday night with Michigan State winning. We had Michigan win, but the biggest storylines of the weekend four of the greatest NFL games I've ever watched back to back to back to back over 2 days. Man. The Bengals go to work. Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase. And they beat the number one seed on their home turf. And then here comes Green Bay on a snowy, 10-degree night across Lake Michigan. They look like they're in control early. And then they come up with the interception at the goal line. Then San Francisco blocks that field goal attempt just before halftime. And then the block kick for a touchdown and the field goal to win it. And the Packers are done for the year. Amazing. And the Lions Nation, oh yeah, the Lions broke the Packers and they broke the Cardinals in week one. They broke the Packers in week two. And I'm like, you know what? You think a 3-13-1 team had anything to do with two block kicks in the snow and 10-degree weather at Lambeau? That you're the desperate denialist of a Lions fan and you broke Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. The Lions did it. That's why they lost that game. That's why Arizona lost the week before. Because the Lions beat them. That the Lions beat the backups for the Packers in the second half at home. And you get Lions fans on Twitter proclaiming that they broke the Packers. My God. And then Lions Twitter erupted with Matt Stafford's throw to Cooper Kupp for some reason after the miracle comeback by Brady and the Bucks to tie it. And Stafford deep in his own territory under a minute to go. Bruce Arians, the head coach of Tampa Bay, decides to bring the heat and blitz Stafford. Stafford sees it. As he said afterwards, he checked down to zero coverage. Coop runs a fly pattern down the seam. The catch, the field goal, the spike, or the spike. The catch, the spike, the field goal. And Matt Stafford has won two playoff games in his first two attempts as the LA quarterback. Better coach, better team. Everyone's coming at me, hey, are you going to give him love now? I said, yeah. That was a heck of a throw. Did anybody think when the deal went down that the Rams didn't get the better part of the deal? That the Lions took care of Stafford and gave him a place where he could go win? No, no one wants to talk about that. Oh, you're a hater. No, I'm not. I'm saying that Stafford was good, not great in Detroit. And he's on the edge or the cusp, the Cooper cusp of greatness if he can win the next two games, which both would be at home at SoFi Stadium. If they beat the Niners on Sunday, 2 weeks later, the Super Bowl is in Los Angeles. Then he's in that great category. And it's not just me. The national media, the storyline going into last weekend's playoff game and yesterday, Stafford's big game resume, and he hadn't won any really big games. Arizona the week before might be the biggest win of his career, and now this one is historic. It's memorable. It'll be there forever. And the false narrative that he never had anybody around him and he did it all himself in Detroit is total BS. Okay, BS. All right, you know, my argument with Stafford in this debate since he left, and even when he was here, that everybody would give him the love and said that he didn't have anybody around him, didn't have a running game. Well, they drafted for Stafford to build around him, an obvious move when Stafford's the former overall number one pick. Yet nobody wanted to give credit to Calvin Johnson or anybody around him and made it seem like Matt Stafford did this all himself. No, he had weapons. Lions had Sue, but they never had you think about it, Diggs, Slay, you go down the list, Golden Tate. They just had poor coaching, poor GMs, poor in-game management, poor game planning. And Stafford had to live with it, okay? I never said everything during his time in Detroit was on number nine. and he put up great numbers, but we have forgotten about the other 10 guys that were on the field with him offensively that never seemed to get any of the credit for what Stafford has done or had done when he's in Detroit. That's my argument with Stafford. I give him huge love from yesterday. That was an awesome throw. It looked like Brady and the Bucks were going to pull a miracle that would be remembered forever, kind of like the Super Bowl when they were trailing Matt Ryan and the Falcons. And Stafford, he balled up, two throws to Cup. You know, some of the coaching on Sunday and the decisions, and I'll get to the Bills and the Chiefs, that when Josh Allen throws that TD pass with 13 seconds left, and the Bills don't squib kick to burn some time off the clock, which would have made it maybe a two-play clock, and then they play prevent defense like they're up a touchdown or more, when Pat Mahomes, with those offensive weapons, only needed three to take it to overtime. Only three. And the Bills took two timeouts during that period, which, again, are critical mistakes that haven't been addressed because it gave Kansas City a chance to diagram plays. They never should have taken a timeout. The poorest job of coaching I've ever seen on any level in my life in the final 13 seconds, and that was the number one defense in the NFL. Leslie Frazier's done a great job. He's one of, I don't know if he still is, one of the hot candidates to be a head coach with all the vacant openings in the National Football League. But anybody who has played or watched football could look at the last 13 seconds and said the Bills literally did everything wrong you could. Great call on the screen to Tyreek Hill and his speed, which is unmatched. I've never seen anything like it in the NFL. Matter of fact, I don't know, and maybe they were saving him for the playoffs. You know, that he didn't, and fighting through injuries and things we do not know, but I've never seen anybody after the catch with the speed he has. I mean, my God. We had Mel Gray back in the day as a kick returner. Remember him in Detroit? But man, if you roll it back and you're the Bills, you squib it so at least 3 to 5 seconds go off. Unless the Bills just fall on it, but I don't know if you can down it in the NFL like you can elsewhere. I don't know if you call fair catch and just fall on it. I think you got to have control of it. So then if it's, let's say 10 seconds, 3 go off, you got a pass play to try and get close to the 40 or 50 for a Hail Mary. So that's 4 or 5 seconds and one Hail Mary to the end zone instead. You could just feel it coming and then they lose the coin flip. And I know there's been the debate on the OT rules, but the rules are the rules. It's like Josh Allen, who played phenomenal, the Bills QB. It is what it is, talking about the OT rules. The easy way is you play a full quarter. And I know some say, well, what about the wear and tear on the bodies? Well, one team's going to be done for the season. You play a quarter and the scoring continues. And then after that, I'm okay with double OT. I'm okay with flipping then, but you give both sides a chance that they never can say in overtime we had a chance to win, tie, or lose. Because if you tied, you play that extra quarter again. I mean, hockey does it. Hey, the wear and tear. Well, it's not football. Well, those guys are going up and down the ice, and there's been like, what, 4 or 5 OT hockey playoff games. I don't have all the NHL records in front of me. But when they lost the flip, Now, if the Bills would have got the flip, they were rolling. You would have thought that they might go down and score. But you give Mahomes the ball at home with those weapons, you could just, once they won the flip, you're like, the Bills aren't going to win this. Prevent defense. Yeah, I said this. What game was it? Was it the Minnesota game? Yeah, it was the Minnesota game when Detroit took that lead, went for the two late at Minnesota. That when you do prevent defense and the other team just needs a field goal to beat you, you're just asking to lose. You're preventing yourself from winning. You are. You do prevent defense when you're up more than one score. So if the teams push back to their own 25, you don't prevent defense then. maybe soft coverage. But you go prevent when they're past the 50 and they're going to throw the Hail Mary. Man. A listener tweeted after that when there was a lot of buzz at Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. And this is a pretty cool idea that I didn't think about that teams should do. Immediately grab the receivers. Okay? So the play is going to happen. You line up each defender to grab the receivers. Hug them. Bear hug them off the line. Take the 5-yard holding penalty. Automatic first down. But they don't put time back on the clock after a penalty. I know the game can't end on a defensive penalty, but I think the listener was talking before Kelsey's catch. And I will say, on the DraftKings Sportsbook app, and I talked to my brother Bob, who's out in Vegas, and he had the same bet. I put a little cash on all the underdogs this weekend. The more I thought about it after Friday's show, I said, man, I really like all the underdogs to win. So the $100 bet would have paid, I think, $3,500, $100 bet on all money line to win. Not point spreads, money line to win on the DraftKings Sportsbook app. And Mahomes gets in the field goal range in 13 seconds. That is unheard of. I get Mahomes is one of the great quarterbacks ever in the NFL. He really is already. I mean, the level of play from QB, Stafford included, Brady, Burrow, Mahomes, Allen, man, come on. I mean, you Lions fans who are 3-13-1 and celebrating that, and you're the second worst team in pro football, but you think you brought some voodoo to the Packers and the Cardinals to get knocked out of playoffs, whatever. Go take it. It might be frozen right now. Denial might be frozen to go paddle. I think denial runs in the Muskegon River up by the Hart and Crotty Dam. It's easy to see the blueprint. It really is. And I know some of you say, oh, it's running game. It's running game. No. Titans had the best running back in pro football. I know he's coming back off an injury. Mm-mm. It's not running game. It's not. Running game is when you have a lead and you want to burn clock. It's about QBs and speed receivers. There you go. Burrow, Chase. Now, the Niners game was about defense. But Deebo Samuel is a guy with speed and can change a game with one handoff or one catch. Lions don't have that, either one. Stafford, Cup, look at that. There you go. Brady. He used Evans. He used Miller at the end. Miller with probably the fastest receiver for the Bucs. And you look at the speed on both sides of the football with Buffalo and Kansas City. There's your blueprint for success. For any Lions fan that's celebrating 3-13-1 and you think you had something to do with the Packers season ending, or you're cheering. I know why you're cheering for Rodgers to lose, because you hope he's gone, because this is what's crazy. And I said it last week on the Huge Show across Michigan. If Aaron Rodgers leaves Green Bay, the Lions have a chance and should be in the NFC North conversation based on how they finished, what they'll have in terms of the draft, and the money they'll have available to spend on top-shelf free agents. Dan Campbell is already the second longest tenured head coach in the NFC North, and he's just beginning his second year. You know, another thing I noticed in this game from Kansas City and Buffalo, from Tampa and the Rams, from Cincy and Tennessee, and even to a point with Garoppolo and how good he looked in the bad weather. Because it's tough in that weather to say, okay, it's speed. No, it was the Niners defense and the Niners special teams. But three out of those four games, incredible coaching from guys who are calling plays on the sidelines in LaFleur, McVay, and in Cincy.
Now, the question is, you ask yourself with the Lions, how far away are we? Well, Dan Campbell's not in the category of those three coaches. He's not. Goff's been to a Super Bowl, right? So you can make that argument. Their game changer in one snap, the only guy they have right now, isn't St. Brown, who's a great possession receiver. I think would be DeAndre Swift, who can catch a 5-yard swing pass and he can take it 75. Right? So, Taylor at Cincy, LaFleur at Green Bay, McVay, Andy Reid's one of the great play callers offensively of all time, he is. Their creativity for the Chiefs, I get Mahomes is good. Hill is the fastest guy I've ever seen in the NFL. But the play calling, just phenomenal. So tell me, all of you who want to see 2019 you think is going to win for the Lions, did you watch the Bills and the Chiefs last night? Did you watch the Bucks and Stafford and the Rams? Did you? If you think a former tight end who's never been an offensive coordinator calling plays is going to be your ticket to success, you're missing the boat. And until they add game changers on offense, they will never be above 500. Never. Now, can Goff be that guy? I mean, the Rams are a better team, better coaching. He did go to a Super Bowl. I think he's 2-3 in playoff games. He started 3-3 if you count the one last year when they beat Seattle when he was playing with the injured wrist, didn't start. The thing I really respect for Matt Stafford yesterday is that nationally, that's the big win. Everybody said he could not do it. He's 2-0 in the playoffs, and I wish him the best. I just wish all of you that just talk about Stafford in this Stevie Y category would give credit to the other offensive players that were there and helped him attain the yardage while in Detroit with the franchise that was spinning its wheels and going nowhere. That has been my beef. It's not personally with Stafford. And I said it before the playoffs began. If he wins the Super Bowl, he will be a Hall of Famer. That's it. He wins a Super Bowl, he will get into the NFL Hall of Fame. 5 years after he retires. I think, is that the number, right? They have to wait? What a crazy weekend. Unexpected domination of Wisconsin by Michigan State. Unexpected victories. Some liked Cincy a lot more than they like San Francisco winning at Lambeau. Just an unexpected weekend in the NFL, and then Michigan handing Indiana their first home loss by just whipping their ass. Wow. Well, what's the biggest surprise of the weekend? Because there's a lot to choose from. It's the huge question of the day I posted earlier at Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. You tell me, biggest surprise of this past weekend in sports. 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. At Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. Also opt in on that Huge text chain. Text the word HUGE to 21,000. I think the biggest shock to me is still 13 seconds, and you have the number one defense, and you play soft. Didn't squib kick to eat a few seconds off the clock. Kills me. Let's go to Josh in Kalamazoo listening on 96.1 The Game, which can be heard in the Kalamazoo area out of Grand Rapids. You're on the Huge Radio Network.
Thanks for taking my call, Huge. I got a question for you. Was that the late game last night, was that the best offensive, you know, battle that you had ever seen, at least the most exciting offensive battle? And is that the kind of football that you enjoy watching?
Yes, I enjoy that a lot more than watching 2019 games. I mean, the Niners-Packers, the weather, it's tough to get a, you know, wind chills at zero, snow, wind. Give me the football I watched on Sunday, Packers, Rams, Bills, Chiefs over anything. I, you know, you need a running game when you got a lead. You need to have an explosive offense to get a big lead. And that's what all those teams will do. They'll get on top of you like the Rams did, and Brady just never quit, right? Amazing. You want to join in? Biggest surprise over the weekend in sports from the NFL playoffs to Michigan State hoops. 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. Let's go to Joel in Dowagiac, Michigan, also listening on WSJM. You're on the HUGE show.
Hey, thanks for having me, buddy. I got to tell you, there were a heck of a lot of Michigan people in the state rooting for Brady yesterday. You know, the Michigan connection. Also rooting for Stafford. He was a good guy, just stuck with the Lions. But I don't believe there was one person in America watching that game yesterday that didn't think of the Atlanta Super Bowl when Brady came back. And if it was his last game, and these people are stupid to keep asking him about it because that's not where his mind is at, but if that was his last game, what a way to go out. It was impressive as all get out. I'm happy for Stafford, but I'll be honest, Brady is the only reason I really watch many NFL games anymore. At my age, you know, it's pretty darn impressive. And I was really rooting for him, but if he goes out, and the last thing, I hope Antonio Brown, I won't say it, but that guy ruined his life by leaving that team, and that's the reason, I don't know.
I know, Joe. You know, I appreciate the comments in Dowagiac listening on WSJM out of Benton Harbor, St. Joe. When I look at his recorded comments and social network when it comes to Antonio Brown, I really feel sane. I really feel sane. We're going to open it up for the audience inside this broadcast, 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. Let's go to Saginaw and Tony listening on 100.9 FM. You're on the HUGE show across Michigan.
Oh, Mr. HUGE, how are you doing, sir?
What's up, T?
All right, well, I'm going to just agree but disagree with you about your comments about Matt Stafford. I've been a Matt Stafford fan since he came here day one. Do I think he had weapons? Absolutely. But you also got to look at the fact that Calvin Johnson, if he would have stayed, him and Stafford could have been the best two quarterback receiver.
I agree.
Why did Calvin Johnson leave?
Why'd Barry leave? You know, Tony. Why'd Barry leave? I mean, I think what I said on Twitter, what I said again today to the people who think I hate Stafford, I don't. I think my frustration resonates in my heart that I've watched the Lions have talent where the Lions could have been a Super Bowl champion, and they've wasted years and careers. And you can make an argument that the careers of Barry, Calvin, and Matt Stafford, now I'll put into that category, in Detroit, between all three, produced one playoff win 30 years ago. One.
I agree.
Man, one.
There's I think it's a Sports Illustrated article that came out today that they went down and they talked about the four remaining quarterbacks in the playoffs and what their prognosis or what they talk about them. And did you know that after Calvin Johnson left, Stafford's rating as a passer rating was 96 after Calvin Johnson left, and that he had like 74 wins with the Lions in his career, and 39 of them were come from behind fourth quarter.
Oh, I know. No. And a lot of it, and Tony, thank you so much in Saginaw listening on 100.9 FM. I get the fourth quarter comebacks, but a lot of us used to think that it was because they were down so big. How'd they get down so big, right? Yeah, I mean, Calvin, all I ask, if you're going to honor the stats and comebacks of Matt Stafford in a Lions uniform, you have to respect the other 10 people that were on that field with him offensively. He didn't do it alone. He was good, not great, in Detroit. Greatness is defined by his last two games when you win playoff games, when you beat the greatest of all time on his field. That is greatness. He was good, not great, in Detroit, and I hope you understand the definition of my HUGE opinion on Matt Stafford. Let's go to Scott in Holland listening on WHTC in Ottawa County here on the west side of the state. You're on the HUGE show.
How you doing, HUGE?
Hey, Scotty.
Man, I'll tell you what, there were some good ball games this weekend.
Amazing.
I'll tell you.
Phenomenal.
Yeah, it was amazing. I really enjoyed the great quarterback play, but like you say, you know, it's a whole team effort that comes into effect, you know, with it. But they had some good lines, you know, blocking for them. I just really enjoyed the great quarterback play, and I thought it was awesome. And go blue with Michigan yesterday. Oh, my goodness.
That was such a good win, Scotty. Thanks for listening in Holland on WHTC. Yeah. Great quarterback play. So you're the Lions. You're picking two, and this is the year there's not the franchise quarterback available. Some would say typical Lions luck, right? Where you could draft the next Joe Burrow. They've been down that road, and remember, Stafford was overall number one. Stafford's not a story that came out of the sixth round like Brady or something, right? He was the overall number one pick. Yeah, so what do you? That's why it's so important for Goff to be good this year. It really is. It is real, and they're probably going to have to take a quarterback, I would think, in one of those three picks, unless they believe Goff can be the guy the next 3 years. Go to Glenn in Bay City, listening on 100.9 FM. You're on the Huge Show.
Hi, Huge.
Hey,
about 22 years ago, hold on a second.
You all right?
22 years ago, I interviewed with you.
For a job?
Yeah. You guys, I don't know if you're still there. You're up in that old building. And you offered me the job, but I was in the mortgage business, and I decided to stick with the mortgage business where I probably should have took the job with you.
Wow. Well, were we looking for a producer or sales?
Advertisement, because you guys were just starting out, and you were telling me how big it was going to
be
and all
that. Yeah,
and
I remember that. That was with probably Matt Hanlon and Marty Boer back in the day with Citadel Radio that became Cumulus. Well, it sounds like you made the good choice. What's on your mind?
Well, you were talking about the underdogs, and I needed Brady to throw one more touchdown pass to win $1,200 on my bet. But my other friend, he had all the underdogs. With 13 seconds left, he messaged me and said, booyah, $3,500, like you said.
Mm.
And I was drinking you last night, so I don't know when I raced it, but I think when I congratulated him. And I think the time was 9:11.
Wow, buddy, I appreciate the call from Bay City. Yeah, I told you on the DraftKings Sportsbook app, all four underdogs on the money line, which means I picked them to win. If there's no game tying field goal and Buffalo wins, I think my brother put 50, would have won like 1,800, I would have won 3,600. Just imagine somebody that had bigger cash. Some high rollers on that game. Amazing. We're taking your thoughts on the biggest surprise over the weekend. Was it State clobbering Wisconsin in Madison and Big Ten hoops? Michigan hammering Indiana, giving them their first home loss in Bloomington? Or was it the weekend in the NFL, including Stafford or the final 13 seconds of regulation in the Kansas City Buffalo game? You can join us live at 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE.
From St. Joseph to Midland, this show is huge.
Is your car, truck, SUV, or snowmobile in need of a new battery? Then stop by your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store today. We're your authorized DECA battery supplier with a complete line of DECA batteries, chargers, and accessories. This winter, make sure your vehicles start fast and run smooth with a high-quality DECA battery. Can't make it into the store? Shop online at mybumpertobumperstore.com. For great selection and low after-holiday prices, rely on Bumper to Bumper, where service is the difference. We get it.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
The Huge Show is back live across Michigan. What a crazy weekend in the NFL playoffs.
huge question of the day between Michigan State hammering Wisconsin at home, Michigan handing Indiana their first loss, the final 13 seconds of the KC game, the end of the Rams game, the end of the Green Bay San Francisco game, the end of the Bengals and the Titans. My Lord. What was the biggest shock of the weekend when 866-838-4843? That's when 866-838-HUGE, as we broadcast from the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Store Studios. Frank Schwab, Yahoo.com, National NFL Insider, standing by on the Meyer guest sign. And I'm trying to think about great NFL games I've ever seen, and does anything eclipse what I witnessed last night between the Bills and the Chiefs?
Yeah, I did a top five list, and you know, I went into it kind of with an open mind. Didn't think I'd put it in the top five, but it got in there. I don't think we've never seen a game with this high of stakes have so much happen in the last 2 minutes in overtime. I mean, you think about games like the catch, Montana to Clark, and games like that. It's usually one drive at the end of the game we remember, right? Like this, you know, Montana brought his team down, scored a 58 seconds left, and all that kind of stuff. This game had five drives like that. I mean, there's no comparison. I mean, you know, the record for most points in the final 2 minutes of a playoff game before last night was 17. This one had 25, and then tack on another six in overtime. It's just kind of unlike any other game we've seen. I also said in that piece that I think Josh Allen has an argument for the greatest game for a quarterback of all time in a playoff loss. I mean, I think Brady's 505 yards against the Eagles in the Super Bowl probably wins that conversation, but Allen was as good as you could possibly be and somehow lost because Patrick Mahomes was just a little bit better. It was an amazing game. It was fun. It was exciting. It was probably in the top five games I've ever seen, and I've watched a ton of them or rewatched a ton of them because I nerd out on NFL history. So, if you said that's the best game I've ever seen, you know what? I can't really deny you. I'm not going to sit here and just stand on the table and say you're wrong. I mean, it was that good of a football game.
Final 13 seconds of regulation. I went back and watched it again this morning two or three times on the DVR, and for an NFL coaching staff to not squib kick that and burn time off to defensively play prevent like you had a two-score lead, I didn't understand anything they did in regulation to close out that game.
I agree. You look back, and I think that I really, truly think the Tyreek Hill 64-yarder was it was in the back of their minds. They're thinking, don't kick this to the point where they can return it and beat us on a deep play. They were thinking, let's play prevent defense because we don't want anybody getting behind us and hitting a big one. And they kind of just figured, well, they're not going to get 46 yards in 13 seconds, and they did. You look back now and say, you should have done this and that, and it's probably correct, but I think in that moment, the coaching staff was just a little, it was so fresh, the moment, the memory of Tyreek Hill just running through their defense, that they were like, let's not let that happen again. Kick it out of the end zone. We'll be fine. 13 seconds. We have the best defense in the NFL this season. We can keep them out of field goal range until then, and they just couldn't, and they didn't, and they're going to have a lot of regrets, but you got to give Mahomes, Tyreek Hill, and Travis Kelce a lot of credit, too, for that.
Before I let you go, Matt Stafford, with that win at the national media, myself, statewide media in Michigan, everybody has said about his career. He got it last night with those throws in the final 50 seconds. Your thoughts now with two possible home games looming between the Rams and Stafford being Super Bowl champions?
I mean, I almost feel like asking you because I'm curious what, are Detroit people rooting for him?
Yes.
I really don't know.
It's probably 60-40 where they're acting like Stafford, like they're Rams fans and cheering for Stafford.
And that's awesome. I kind of feel bad for the Lions because what sums up that franchise better than you had this quarterback who I thought underachieved anyway, and at times this year he has too. We'll forget about that though. He's two wins away from his first year out of Detroit winning a Super Bowl. He couldn't do anything his 12-13 seasons there. Didn't even win one playoff game. He leaves in his first season after leaving, he wins a Super Bowl. Like, that would just crush me as a Lions fan, but I get it. He was a good player there. He brought a lot of great days to the organization. He was a shining light when they didn't have a lot. So I totally understand people cheering for him. And by all accounts, from anything I've ever read, heard, whatever, he was really good in the community there and all that kind of stuff. So I understand completely why you'd root for him. But at the same time, you're just like, oh my God, this kind of sums up the experience of a Lions fan. If Matthew Stafford can escape in his first year away, he wins the Super Bowl, that would just, I mean, you know, it would just be in the back of your mind forever, wouldn't it? It's not in a bad way for Stafford, but just in a way of, well, how could the Lions have possibly gotten so little out of him?
Well, California's a big immigration state, and they announced Governor Newsom is close to signing a bill where immigration and California National Guard planes will come to the state of Michigan and bring Lions fans to the state of California.
Refugees, I guess.
Yeah. NFL refugees. They would bring them, and they can begin a new football life, cheering for Stafford in a Rams uniform. Amazing weekend, Frank. All four games, the way they ended, the storylines, the big names. Quickly, before I let you go, I got about 60 seconds. Yes or no, Rodgers back in Green Bay? Yes or no, Brady's back for another year at Tampa?
Wow, and I think my crazy take of the day is that I think Rodgers has a much higher chance of retiring than Brady. You just wonder, with all the stuff Rodgers has been talking about lately that has nothing to do with football, if he's just kind of interested in building a life outside of football. I don't know. I couldn't tell you. But it did seem like Saturday was the end. I don't know why, but it just had that feeling. Now, he could come back. I think he still has the best chance to win a Super Bowl in Green Bay, but you don't know what's going through his mind. And I honestly think Brady comes back. I know there's chatter because he hasn't said definitively, but that guy doesn't look like a dude who wants to step away or has to step away. He's at the top of his game. I think he comes back with Tampa Bay. I think he likes it there. But I don't know about Rodgers. I have more confidence in saying Brady will be back than I do Rodgers being back.
Frank, thank you for your time, my man. We'll talk soon.
Absolutely. Appreciate it.
All right, Frank Schwab, Yahoo.com, national NFL insider, joining us on the Meyer Guest Line here on this Moneyline Monday, presented by the DraftKings Sportsbook app.
Opt in to the Huge text chain. Text HUGE to 21,000.
Bet on more than the final score with One Game Parlay at BetMGM. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. One Game Parlay is an exciting feature designed to help you make selections within a single game from over 400 bet types, including team and player props. Log on to your BetMGM account and create your best parlay before the game even starts. If you're new to BetMGM, that's not a problem. Sign up and make your first bet risk-free up to $1,000 by using my bonus code SHEPBET. You can place One Game Parlay bets on football, basketball, hockey, and a whole lot more. Plus, you'll earn M Life rewards that you can redeem for rooms and dining at MGM resorts nationwide. Try One Game Parlay today. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Michigan only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire in 7 days from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117. For confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
Huge here for your local Meijer. Now everybody knows Meijer is connected to local teams, college teams, high schools, pros, and more throughout the state of Michigan. So what it means is when you're shopping at your local Meijer, you're basically shopping for your local community. And Meijer is proud to partner with Little Leagues, youth sports, high school sports, college sports, and pro sports throughout the state of Michigan. Remember, when you shop Meijer, you're shopping for your local community.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
We are back live on The Huge Show across Michigan. Superfly Hayes back after a great and well-earned vacation in Florida is behind the glass. A reminder, Moneyline Mondays are presented by the DraftKings Sportsbook app, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. And this weekend, bet on any of the final four teams, just $5, and you'll get $280 in free bets. This offer is for new customers only who download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use that code HUGE when you sign up. Pick what team you want to win. No point spread, just pick them to win, and you can win $280 in free bets. Just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use that promo code HUGE. Wherever you download podcast, make sure you search The Huge Show. We are everywhere, and you can listen on your schedule.
Big, bad, huge.